Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Sanhedrin, Perakei Mishnah Hei, and Perak Vav Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachanafai, and Yerziv HaGon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing in case of Din Nefashos, the Mishnah tells us, Im Otzul Eschos, Ptaruhu. If the Dayanim manage to find the Eschos for the fellow, so they pater him, they quit him, and they set him free. But Vim Lav, if not, if they've been discussing the Din the entire day, and it seems to be it's leaning towards Chayv, so then Mavir and Din Lamachar, they move his Din to the next day. This is called Halonas Din. They have to let the Din sleep overnight, if you will, and they're going to continue discussing it the next day. So what do? Haim is davgen zuga zugais. The dayanim break up into pairs. Umatir machov loy hayushais nyan kol yoyim. They don't eat so much food and they don't drink wine the entire day. V'noisim noisim kol laila. And they're up the entire night discussing the case back and forth, trying to find the schus for the person. Ulamachros the next day, mashkimin. They wake up early. Uban lebezdin. They come to bezdin. Hamazaka oimer a dayin, which was originally a mazake. He originally found reason to acquit the fellow. He speaks up and says, ani mazake umazakeni umkaimi. I am mazake and I continue being mazake, meaning I'm sticking with my opinion to acquit the fellow. But Mechayev Omer, a dayan who originally was Mechayev, he says, Ani Mechayev, Umechayev Ani Mekayimi, I was Mechayev originally, and I still am Mechayev. However, Hamlamed Chayva, Hamlamed Chos, a dayan who originally had been leaning towards Chayva, he can come and say, you know what, I found this Chos for the guy, Ava Hamlamed Chos, Ani Yochalachzor Lamed Chayva, a dayan who originally was Hamlamed Chos, he can't come and say, actually, I decided the guy's Chayev. Not say Toma Davar, they made a mistake. If overnight some sort of mistake crept into their logical reasoning, or they forgot something they had said the day before, Shnei Sofer Dayan, Maskir Noson, the two court scribes who are writing down the proceedings, they remind them what they had said the day before. Bottom line, if a schos was found for the fellow, the rus and they pater him, vimlav, if not, I'm dominion, then they stand up to take account. Zakai, if 12 of the 23 give the thumbs up, they acquit him, and 11 are mechayiv, becomes a zakai, because as we said before, we only need a majority of one to acquit him. Whereas shnemas are mechayiv and vacharas are mezakin, if 12 find him chayiv and 11 find him zakai, afilo vacharas are mezakin vacharas are mechayiv, even if there's 11 on each side, one says, I don't know. Even if there's 22 that either say yay or nay, and the last guy says, you know what, I don't know. We have to add on to the dayanim. And the question is, up until how many dayanim are we going to add on? We're going to keep on adding on in pairs, two dayanim at a time, until we reach 71. So let's say we have a total of 71. 36 are mezake, and 35 are mechayiv. Zakai, so the guy's free, he's acquitted. Where shlashim shishim chayvin u'shlashim chamishim zaken. Let's say 36 find him chayiv and 35 find him zakai. Don and elu keneged elu. They continue having this discussion back and forth. Ad shiira echem ram chayvin devram zaken until one of the chayvin agrees that you know what, those who are acquitting him are correct and he goes to the other side. So now we're gonna have a majority in order to acquit the fellow. We cannot officially acquit him if we don't have that majority, and obviously we can't be mechayiv him if we don't have a majority of two. So they're basically locked in this stalemate until one dayan moves from the thumb downside to the thumbs upside. Moving on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, continuing to discuss Nigmar Adin. Once the judgment has been concluded, if they find him chayiv, they bring him out to stone him. Based on Skila, the place where he got stoned was far outside of Bezdin. So because the pasuk says, bring him out, mashma, bring him far away from Bezdin. Now it's not over yet for him because Echad Oymed al Pesach Bezdin, there's a person who stands by the entrance of Bezdin, Vasudar Biyadai, and he has kerchiefs in his hand. And somebody else rides on a horse at a distance from him, but still so that he could see him. And Omer Echad, let's say somebody says, Yashu Lamed al Tzchos, I have a Tzchos for the guy. Quickly bring him back before he gets killed. Halam Menef Besudarin, the guy standing by the entrance of Bezdin, waves his kerchiefs back and forth, Vasus Ratum Amidoi, and the horse runs up ahead and stops the guy from being killed, and they schlep him back to Bezdin, continue discussing, maybe they could acquit him. Afilu Omer, even if the guy himself says, Yashu Lamed al Atzmi Tzchos, I have a Tzchos for myself, Machzir Noisoi, we're going to bring him back into Bezdin, Afilu Arba Chamisha Pamim, even if this happens 4 or 5 times, there has to be some real content to what he's saying. It can't be that he just makes it up. Oh, I have an idea, and then they bring it back to Bezdin, and it really turns out to be a joke. And in order to prevent that from happening, they send two Talmid Chachamim with him. So if he says, I have a schos for myself, they're going to ask him, okay, what's your schos? They're going to think about it. If they find that he's not just making something up, and that there is mamish bidvarav, so then they'll bring him back. Now, matzul schos, if they find schos for him, ptaru, so I pater him. Vimlav, if not, yotzei sakel, he gets brought out to be stoned. Vakar is yotzei lefanav. There's an announcer going out in front of him saying, ish plenty ben plenty yotzei sakel, this guy so and so, he's being brought out to be stoned, alsha avra avera plenis, because he did such and such avera, and u plenty edav, so and so are his edim. Call me sheidel is chos yaviv lamed olav, anyone who knows his chos for him should come and say that's chos for him so we don't have to kill him. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to discuss what exactly the base of Skila was and how he got stoned. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.